1. Stop doing only those things you have done before and start doing those things you could and should do. The first step toward success is becoming good at what you know how to do. But the more that you do what you know, the more you discover additional worthy things you could do. When this occurs, you have a decision to make. Will you continue doing what you have always done, or will you make the leap and try new things? Doing new things leads to innovation and new discoveries. And among those discoveries is the realization of things you should do on a consistent basis. If you do those things, you will continue to grow and expand your potential. If you don't, you will plateau. The process of expanding one's potential is ongoing. It ebbs and flows. Opportunities come and go. The standards we must set for ourselves are constantly changing. What we could do changes as we develop. What we should do also evolves. We must leave behind some old things to take on new ones. It can be difficult work, but if we are willing, our lives are changed. 2. Stop doing what is expected and start doing more than is expected. We live in a culture that awards trophies to people for simply showing up, regardless of their contribution. Because of that, many people think they are doing well if they just do what is expected of them. I don't believe that helps people reach their potential or expand their capacity. To distinguish yourself, get noticed, and advance your career, you need to do and be more. You have to rise above average. You can do this by asking more of yourself than others ask, expecting more from yourself than others expect, believing more in yourself than others believe, doing more than others think you should have to do, giving more than others think you should give, and helping more than others think you should help. Doing more than is expected does more than just separate you from your colleagues by earning you a reputation for performance. It also trains you to develop a habit for excellence. And that compounds over time. Continued excellence expands your capabilities and your potential. 3. Stop doing important things occasionally and start doing important things daily. Have you ever heard the expression, "Life is a great big canvas and you should throw all the paint on it that you can"? I like the intent and exuberance of those words, but I don't think that advice is very good, unless you want a mess. A better thought is to make your life a masterpiece, which requires much thought, a clear idea, and selection when it comes to what paint you put on the canvas. How do you do that? By doing the important things every day. Advancing confidently in the direction of one's dreams means doing what is important every day. To do what's not important every day does nothing for you. It merely uses up your time. To do the right thing only occasionally does not lead to consistent growth and the expansion of your life. Both components are necessary. Daily growth leads to personal expansion. You have the potential to keep making progress until the day you die, if you have the right attitude about growth. You need to believe what Rabbi Samuel M. Silver did. "The greatest of all miracles," he said, "is that we need not be tomorrow what we are today, but we can improve if we make use of the potentials implanted in us by God." How to focus on enlarging your potential. 1. Have you made the mental transition from "I can't" or "Can I" to "How can I"? Test yourself. Do some dreaming. Then ask yourself, "If I knew I could not fail, what would I attempt? If I had no limitations, what would I like to do? If finances were not an issue, what would I be doing with my life?" Take time and write your answers to those questions. Now, look at your answers. What is your gut-level response to them? Do you look at them and think, that's far-fetched? This is impossible. How outlandish! Or do you look at them and think, how can I do that? What must I do to make this happen? What will I have to trade to make this transition? If it's the latter, you are mentally ready to expand your capacity. If it's the former, you still have work to do. Spend some time figuring out what's stopping you from believing you can make the changes necessary to expand your life. 2. Give yourself an effectiveness audit so you can be sure you are thinking, what works, instead of more work. Go back through your calendar and to-do lists from the past 4 weeks. By the way, if you aren't using some kind of system to plan your days, that's the first step you need to take. Try to quantify the amount of time you spend on every action and activity during those 4 weeks. Then think about how much time you believe each activity should have taken and give yourself an efficiency rating from A+ to F. Now sort all the activities into categories. Where do you see patterns? What's working? What isn't working? What are you doing too much of, either because you're not being efficient enough or because the activity is off purpose? What changes do you need to make? Use the criteria of required, return, or reward to help you make judgments on what needs to change. 3. Do you have a plan and system to make sure you are doing what's important daily? First, define what is essential to you on a daily basis. Once you've created your list, figure out how you will manage to follow through on each of those priorities every day so you can stay on track and continue to expand your potential.